is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, the heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio! Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive, and please be generous with your contribution to freedomslips.org, Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. If you don't donate to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. And we've really been working hard. The hosts do not get paid, and we want to bring you the truth, that you, the news you can use, so you can have a better life. So get that Patreon account started today, right there on freedomslips.org. And you are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny, with a bald eagle eye, is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are now listening to The Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. And folks, I'm just going to speak from the heart. I've really tried to deliver news that you may not get anywhere else, but that I know that I've validated, verified it, that it's true. Many people don't, may not believe in my show or what I say or anything, but I only bring you the truth here on this show. And looking back on this year, I think this will be 49 shows that I've done this year, since I do them every Sunday. So I've missed two or three shows this year because, frankly, I was on an airplane and I couldn't do the show. And some people were wondering, where are you? And blah, blah, blah. We listen. And, you know, so I try to, you know, say the on the show before that, you know, I may not be in next week and blah, blah, blah. So I've tried to forewarn you about that. But, you know, 49 out of 52 Sundays, I've at least delivered this show to you. And I've tried to very hard to give you not just the depressing news, not just the doom and gloom, but try to bring you the truth. The truth that's what's really going on with, you know, the information that you can use to better your life. I mean, it's really absolutely true. And have you ever noticed that sometimes those who seem a little crazy are the ones who really get it? You know, the ones that are waking up and they all of a sudden, hey, you know, I've been listening to Alex Jones, or I've been listening to, you know, Tucker Carlson or something. He's making a lot of sense. But yet he gets ridiculed by somebody else, you know, whoever's in. So all of a sudden they become isolated, you know, and they're, as people wake up, they become more and more isolated. In other words, they've left the flock. You know, the Pied Piper has been trying to lead us down that primrose path, okay? And, you know, for a while, I bought it. I mean, I really did. I was a sheep. And I bought it, but then something happened two or three different times in my life. One time was when I was a junior in high school, and my father decided he had it with the medical system. He was a medical doctor. He was telling me things that they were telling him to do, that I need to have more surgeries, he said, and I need to prescribe more of these drugs. He said, nobody tells me what to do. While I'm in the operating room, nobody tells me to prescribe more drugs. That's my watch. The buck stops with me. My patients are my life. They're the ones that are going to get well because of what I say, not because of what somebody tells me to do. A doctor heals people and helps people heal, not being told by a bunch of bureaucrats. Well, you know, I was 15 years old. And that opened my eyes, because at 62 years old, he decided to walk away from the medical system. And, you know, ever since then, and many other times, he never ridiculed me about, you know, my UFO experiences and all this, because he knew better. After all, his first nurse was the wife of one of the Secret Service agents who is a Air Force military police, and he was on the Kennedy. He was right there in Dallas, right when Kennedy got shot and everything. And I heard him oversee, you know, after all that happened. And of course, his wife was still my dad's nurse. And as a little kid hiding around the corner, I used to overhear some of those things, because my dad said, get out of here. This is big people talk. This is adults. You get out. You leave. But I overheard his conversations, and that military police guy. You know, once Kennedy got shot, he's no longer in the Secret Service. But he confided a lot of things with my dad while they were sitting there having cocktails in the living room of my house. And, you know, things like, oh, yeah, Doc, they've got their craft. They've got bodies. And they got their craft, and they're learning how to use their craft and that technology, and blah, blah, blah. Many, many things, including who really shot John F. Kennedy. So I was awakened early on. Early on, I became what is a new term called hyper-sane. And we all are complaining about the past year, looking forward to a better new year, we might realize the hyper-sane are really among us. In other words, some people who seem a little crazy really are not. You know, like Dr. Johnny is a perfect example. But I digress, you know. Why do you think I kept the name when the doctors told me I was delirious because I refused that liver transplant? They said, well, you're not thinking right. You're not going to live. We got to have the transplant. I said, no, I'm not. I refuse. They said, well, you're just delirious. So from then on, I was delirious. I said, all right, I'll buy it. So I made it even better. I became Johnny Delirious, best-selling author and radio show host, now celebrity host, because I've been kicked off 3 or 4 different networks. And half my listeners wondering, well, where'd you go now? You know, let us know. So anyway, Neil Burton is a psychiatrist and a philosopher, and he's a fellow of Green Templeton College at Oxford University. And his recent book, Hypersanity, Thinking Beyond Thinking, is the name of the book. Hypersanity, Thinking Beyond Thinking. It came out in 2009, but I held back from reporting it earlier because mainly it was too far ahead of its time. People would never get it. But I think now my listeners are ready to hear about his premise about hypersanity. He talks in his paper that he wrote, you know, introducing his book, that hypersanity is not a common or accepted term. But neither did I make it up, he said. I first came across the concept while training in psychiatry, said Neil Burton, in Politics of Experience and The Bird of Paradise, you know, the book, 1967 by R.D. Lang. In this book, this Scottish psychiatrist presented madness as a voyage of discovery that could open out onto a free state of higher consciousness or hypersanity. For Lang, the descent into madness could lead into a reckoning or an awakening, into a breakthrough rather than a breakdown. Well, he's exactly right. Dr. Johnny believes this is exactly what is happening to our society right now. Many of my master survivors are all of a sudden, you know, coming into this hypersanity and all of a sudden awakening and breaking through into a new paradigm of thinking. I've got several of my patients, a couple of my students that are left wing. I mean, they are blue, blue, blue. All right. They voted for Obama. They voted for Clinton. Okay. You get my point. They were blue. They're Democrat, period. But, you know, they go, no, no, no. You know, I didn't get the vax, or, you know, somebody told me to check with you and they told me you're red. So don't talk politics with him. Just talk to him about his, you know, his healing and things, and he will help you. When they refuse what the doctors told them to do, you know, getting an organ removed or getting this done, or maybe something worse like, taking a limb or something like that. I mean, this is grisly, but they do it today all the time. These abductees, you know, Anyway, back to Neil Burton. He says, a few months later, I read C.G. Jung, you know, the famous psychologist, you know, along with Freud and all them. I read Jung's autobiography, Memories, Dreams, and Reflections, 1962, which provided a vivid case in point. In 1913, on the eve of the Great War, Jung broke off his close friendship with Sigmund Freud and spent the next few years in a troubled state of mind that led him to a confrontation with the unconscious. As Europe tore itself apart, Jung gained firsthand experience of psychotic material in which he found the matrix of methylpoietic imagination, which was varnished from a rational age, like Gilgamesh, or the Odyssey, or Hercules, or Orpheus, and, you know, before him. Jung traveled deep down into the underworld rabbit hole, where he conversed with Salome, an attractive young woman, with Philemon, an old man with a white beard and the wings of a kingfisher and the horns of a bull. Although Solomon and Philemon were products of Jung's unconscious, they had lives of their own and said things that he had not previously thought. Philemon, Jung had at long last found the father figure that both Freud and his father had failed to be. Because I think Jung, if you know, correct me if I'm wrong, was an abused son by his father. But anyway, back to the story here about what Jung experienced. More than that, Philemon was a guru and prefigured with Jung himself, was later to become the wise old man of Zurich. As the war broke out, World War I, Jung reemerged into sanity and considered that he had found in his madness the primo materia for a lifetime's work. He awakened. He had that breakthrough. So the Langlian concept of hypersanity, though modern, has ancient roots. Once upon being asked to name the most beautiful of all things, Diogenes the Cynic, which is like 412 BCE, replied to Parisia, which in ancient Greek means something like an uninhibited thought or free speech or free expression. Diogenes used to stroll around Athens in broad daylight, brandishing it with a lit lamp. Whenever curious people stopped and asked what he was doing, he would reply, "I'm just looking for a human being," thereby insinuating that the people of Athens were not living up to or even much aware of their full human potential. After all, they were sheep and under mind control too. All right? After being exiled from his native Sinope for having defaced its coinage, Diogenes emerged to Athens, took up the life of a beggar, and made it his mission to deface, metaphorically speaking, of course, at this time, the coinage of custom and convention that was, he maintained, the false currency of morality. You know, those people that, say one thing and do something else, you know? He maintained the false currency of morality. So he was a beggar. He disdained the need for conventional shelter or any such dainties or luxuries, and elected to live in a tub and survive on a diet of onions, which made him have bad breath, so no one really wanted to talk to him, but that was all by design. Anyway, Dana just proved to later satisfaction of the Stoics that happiness has nothing whatsoever to do with a person's material circumstances. He is so right. And held that human beings had much to learn from studying the simplicity and artlessness of dogs, which, unlike human beings, had not complicated every simple gift of the gods. Dogs, in one way, appreciated many of the things that they have offered. You throw a scrap to a dog, and boom, they wag their tail and thank you. You know, so he and narrowed it down to dogs were even more appreciative and more artful of their material circumstances than humans. Anyway, I digress. The term cynic derives from the Greek cynikos, which is the object of chiron or dog. Once upon being challenged for masturbating in the marketplace, Diogenesis regretted that it were not as easy to relieve hunger by rubbing an empty stomach. When asked on another occasion where he came from, he replied, "I'm a citizen of the world," a radical claim at the time, and first recorded use of the term cosmopolitan. As he approached his death, Diogenes asked for his mortal remains to be thrown outside the city walls for wild animals to feast upon. After his death in the city of Corinth, the Corinthians erected to his glory a pillar summoned by a dog of Parthian marble. Jung and Diogenes came across as insane by the standards of their day. But both men had a depth and acuteness of vision that their contemporaries lacked, and that enabled them to see through the facades and the facades of sanity. Both psychosis and hypersanity place us outside society, making us seem mad to the mainstream. Both states seem headly mixture of fear and fascination. But whereas mental disorder is distressing and disabling, hypersanity is liberating and empowering, just like becoming a master survivor. After reading The Politics of Experience, the concept of hypersanity stuck in my mind, not least as something that I might aspire to for myself. But if there is such a thing as hypersanity, Burke says, the implication is that the mere sanity is not all it's cracked up to be, a state of dormancy or dullness, which with less vital potential even than madness. He's so right. Oh my God, how many sheep do you know that don't even live up to their potential or get anything done? Thus, this, I think, is the most apparent in people's frequently suboptimal, if not frankly inappropriate, responses, both verbal and behavioral, to the world around them. As Lange puts it, the condition of alienation, of being asleep, of being unconscious, of being out of one's mind, is the condition of the normal man. Society highly values its normal men, you know, the bean counters. It educates children to lose themselves to become absurd and thus be normal. Normal men have killed perhaps 100 million times of their fellow normal men in the past 50 years. Many normal people suffer from not being hyper-sane. They have a restricted worldview, confused priorities, and are wrecked by stress, anxiety, and self-deception. Look at all the lost people around you today. They're wrecked by stress, anxiety, and self-deception. As a result, they sometimes do dangerous things, maybe like get the jab, but I digress, and become fanatics or fascists or otherwise destructive or not constructive people. In contrast, hyper-sane people are calm, contained, and constructive. This is not just the sane, that the sane are irrational, but that they lack scope and range as though they've grown into prisoners of their arbitrary lives, locked up into their own dark and narrow subjectivity. Unable to take leave of themselves, they hardly look around them and barely see the beauty and possibility, rarely contemplate the bigger picture of it all, and ultimately, for fear of losing themselves, of breaking down or going mad, using one form of extreme subjectivity to defend against another as life, mysterious, magical life, slips through their fingers year after year, and yet they don't really get anything done. We could all go mad in a way. We already are, minus the promise. But if there were a route to hypersanity, one that compared with madness was less fearsome, less dangerous, and less damaging, what if, as well as a backdoor way, there were also a royal road strewn and sweet-scented petals? After all, Diogenes did not exactly go mad, neither did other hyper-sane people such as Socrates or Confucius. Although Buddha did suffer in the beginning with all might, today he may be classed with depression, but he had that little bottle of wine, so that cured that. So, besides Jung, there are many modern examples. Are there any modern examples of hypersanity? Well, you know, Dr. Johnny's one of them. Ask any of my patients if they've been around me for any length of time. Any of them. Ask him, oh, is he nervous? Is he upset? Or most of my patients tell me I'm very calm. In fact, it freaks them out. They say, wow, you're just so calm and collected and blah, blah, blah. That's the way I am, because I learned early on that, hey, being delirious is not such a bad thing. And so many people wanted me to change my name over and over and over. You got to change your name. I said, no, I love my name. I am Johnny Delirious. They go, all right, Mr. Delirious. No, that's Dr. Delirious, okay? So, you know, there are modern examples. Those who escaped from Plato's cave of shadows were reluctant to crawl back down and involve themselves into the affairs of man, and most hyper-sane people, rather than courting the limelight, might prefer to hide out in the back gardens. Which is, anybody that knows me knows I love to hang out in the gardens. They know that I don't want the limelight. In fact, I left the limelight for over 10 years until I came out in September. In September of this past year, I came out of the closet and did my first speech, both at the biomed seminar and at the alien event in Las Vegas. But a few do rise to the prominence for the difference that they felt compelled to make people such like, you know, such as Nelson Mandela, or maybe you know, Temple Grandin or, you know, and the hyper sane are still among us, like Jane Goodall, you know, who hung out with gorillas. Well, she's a little bit different, but hey, she didn't hang around with regular people. She wanted to hang out with gorillas. Those could be many candidates, and certainly Dr. Johnny is a hyper sane person. While they might seem to be living in a world of their own, this is only because they have devolved more deeply into the way things are than just sane people around them. I dive down each and every rabbit hole, and I bring out the truth to you on this show. Dr. Johnny will also qualify to be hyper-sane. Ask any of my patients, the ones who spent time with me. You know who you are, and you know I avoid the limelight. I always seek the answers and the truth, and out of all my efforts are to pass that, you know, my patients and students truly are reaping the benefits, because becoming a master survivor is the road less traveled. And speaking about hypersanity, Greg Reese brought out in his video about key points that I teach in the Master Survivor University. On the master's course, I have a big part about water, where he stated mission of modern science is to dominate and control nature. He's exactly right. It was born out of the philosophies of Francis Bacon, who suggested we could learn to command nature in action, and of Rene Descartes, who wrote that mankind could become the masters and possessors of nature. This was science flipped on its head, because the previous scientific philosophy saw nature as the perfect creation of God to be observed and understood and, you know, work in harmony with, which is the master survivor. This is Dr. Johnny. Take, for example, water, where I have a big part of my Master Survivor University about water. Without water, we would not exist. Certainly true. 70% of this world is water, and 70% of our human bodies is water. And so the true value in understanding the nature's water is that we can flow with it, not control it. For over 20 years, Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto studied the groundbreaking science of how the molecular structure in water transforms when exposed to human words, thoughts, and sounds. Dr. Emoto would simply label a sample of water with the simple words of love and gratitude. Or he'd put on another bottle of water, "I hate you." And then when he frees water samples from those two samples, they'd have two different crystallized structures. The results were astonishing. The crystals formed from water exposed to the words love and gratitude had clear, attractive, and symmetrical crystals, just like a beautiful snowflake. And the crystals formed from the water taken from the "I hate you" bottle were distorted, asymmetrical, and opaque, and just completely discordant. Over and over again, water samples exposed to positive intention form hexagonal snowflake beautiful patterns indicative of structured water found in nature, and samples exposed to negative intention would lose its structure and mutate in these horrible forms, just like taken from polluted water or tap water. Decades of repeated experiments have clearly shown that water is transformed when exposed to human word, thought, and sound. Dr. Emoto theorized that this is because water has consciousness. He is so right. Russian studies have shown that water is imprinted by the energy of its environment and retains memory from everything it comes in contact. Duh! Duh, comrade! Even when separated, it holds that intention and that consciousness until it's corrupted. Well, during the discovery of the genome, Bruce Lipton was studying the cellular behavior at Stanford University and discovered that our genes switch on or off based on their environment. Hello? They don't want you to know this stuff, folks. Human beings are made of 50 trillion cells, and each cell is its own little creature and eats and digests and reproduces and forms communities. Plus, it gives off voltage, like I've been saying on this show. Each individual cell is constantly reading the quality of its environment through its outer membrane skin. This includes stressful emotions sensed via chemicals in the bloodstream. And when we are stressed, negative, or fearful, then our cells will switch into its own version of flight or fight mode. Each cell. They will stop the process of self-healing and begin the process of self-defense. And when you get them in overdrive of self-defense, they start, you know, trying to, you know, survive, where they make too much of themselves, and that becomes a tumor. And conversely, when we're feeling positive emotions, our cells will be switched into self-healing, and the body will thrive. And Dr. Lipton's discoveries were ignored by modern science, who opted for, you know, which modern science opts for drugs and surgery over love and happiness. Not the Master Survivor, not Dr. Johnny, not the Master Survivor University or the Master Survivor Program. We opt in for love and happiness and harmony with nature. This began the field of epigenetics and answered the question of nature versus nurture. Experiments have shown a living creature will thrive on a genetic level when nurtured. Malignant tumor cells have been reversed, and many people claim to have cured themselves of all sorts of diseases, including cancer, by shifting and maintaining their mental attitude into a positive one, that positive mental attitude, that PMA. Official science will predictably call this spontaneous remission, but it's well documented. The cell protects itself by its membrane, which has a coating of negatively charged water crystal or sugar crystals in suspension of water. Most people think of water as being very special because of its ease of existence in three different states: liquid, ice, and vapor. Well, they haven't talked to Russians. Well, I was married to a Soviet, so I know. But water in our body is not in these three states. The water makes up in our cells is in the gel state. That's between a solid and a liquid. Science is now recognizing a fourth state of water. Russians have known about this for years. Known as the gel state or the easy water, exclusive zone, or structured water, to go on and on and on, it's starting to come out. This fourth state of water is electropolar state, wherein some of the water becomes a negatively charged gel and the rest is known as bulk water, remains positively charged, and remains more than like a liquid. The electropropulsion creates movement and kinetic energy. This is how blood is pumped through the body. The body doesn't pump itself. The body, the heart is not a pump, folks. It's electropropulsion, and that creates movement and kinetic energy. This is how blood is moved through the body. The latest evidence shows that blood is pumping the heart, not the other way around. The heart is not pumping the blood. The blood is pumping the heart. And it's the gel state water that propels the blood. To thrive, this natural propulsion system requires connection to the earth, to sunlight, positive human connection, and peace of mind. Our body's made up of 50 trillion cells, and each one is health is dependent upon our own, our happiness or lack thereof. Not only affects our health, it affects our health of everyone around us who enters our environment. So if you don't like to make the world a better place, you know, then don't talk to me. Sometimes I tell people, don't call me as much, you know, because you're always talking about negative things. And that pulls me down. If you want to talk about making the world a better place, then I'm happy to help you, and I'm happy to show you to become a Master Survivor. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and choose any one of the three different options you've got. One is you can hear replays of this show on the Master Survivor Show. You can click on that. Or you can click on the Master Survivor Program if you want to get yourself in this higher state of living, this higher state that the hyper-sane can, that really are. It's not craziness, it's not delirious, it's not hypersanity at all. It is the new awakening. And we're not going to be sheep anymore. So, folks, let me just tell you, go to themastersurvivor.com and choose to become a Master Survivor. Just click on the Master Survivor program. And if you want to have a lucrative profession, then choose the Master Survivor University, where you can help others become Master Survivors and truly hyper sane and above the suffering, above all the misery level. This is so important, because some of my patients, a couple of my students that were blue, that are left, or all of a sudden they're listening to what I'm saying. They're waking up. But sadly, they're realizing around them that they're becoming hyper-sane, and they're nothing like where they came from. They're coming into this new consciousness, this new awakening, this new person. They know better than to get the vax. They're not going to be part of that, even though many in their family, or, you know, some of their sisters and some of their sons and daughters all got the vax. No, they're lifting themselves out of this. They become hyper sane. I said, look, it's time to get delirious. You know, you're a Master Survivor. You know it works. I've helped you get over this. I've helped you get over that. You know it works. So just go to themastersurvivor.com. Scroll down, and like I said, you've got three choices there. The Master Survivor University to help others become Master Survivors, or you can hear back, replays of my show, on the Master Survivor Show link, or you can become healed by choosing the Master Survivor Program. There's no better way to rise above the suffering of humanity than to lift yourself out of its own misery, a dream bigger than any of us. One that no one can criticize. One that can never be tarnished. Becoming a Master Survivor is that dream. A proven therapy backed by laboratory science and honed for over 40 years into a flawless, daily, simple discipline designed to get the right foods to bring about a balanced, healthy mind and body. Then, you will be ready for this new world, but many are not aware of this dream. Or are they aware of their God-given freedom? They just want to be sheep. Many will never realize that they have the power right in their hands to keep their body healthy and their mind free from tyranny. We have too many distractions and exposed to too many lies, all designed to take away your free will and rational judgment away, and you become a slave. I was reading an article just today and sent off to a couple of my patients. Here she had this problem with her kidney and a kidney stone, and oh, it's infected and blah, blah, blah. And you know what they did to her? They said, no, we have to amputate. They took all four of her limbs, both her arms and both her legs, and then right there on Yahoo News, you know, here's this big smile. Oh, we all came to her side when she found out she lost her arms and legs. And she's so happy that they saved her life. Well, that's bull. She didn't have to be amputated at all. Period. This whole thing about organ transplants and amputations, this is all, boy, you talk about mind control? Oh, my God. And just, bah, bah. She was a nurse, so she believed in the, she was drinking the Kool-Aid. She believed in everything the doctors told her. And they said, we had to take your arms and legs, you know. Well, okay, thank you for saving my life, with this big smile on her face. Well, now she's really lost. If she doesn't have anybody around her, all she can do is blow on a tube, and hopefully she can make it to the refrigerator or to the water bottle. Otherwise, she's got to have total care, because she doesn't have any arms and legs. But again, I digress. I sent that out today. I sent it out to several of my patients and several of my students. I said, you got to see this. They took all her arms and legs just because she had this kidney infection. Oh, it's going to, you know, disrupt your whole body. I mean, this is like, we're past the days of gangrene, folks. All it takes is a little bit of knowledge and truth to rise above the mind control. Just know, once they get everyone vaccinated, then everyone will be herded and controlled 100% by artificial intelligence. They will keep them locked up in the three-dimensional consciousness. In their new transhumanist world dream, this is their goal. You have to understand that these technocrats want to own everything, all life, all genetics, all chemical reactions. Then the technocrats' goal for themselves, the very few at the very top, is to merge with artificial intelligence so they can live forever and rule the earth and beyond forever. But they're not going to get away with it. They think their new smart cities are going to set up, be set up real soon in New York City, Minneapolis, Seattle, Portland, just to mention the actions of, you know, in the past, Maricopa. You've seen all those, and how they tried to get all this and herd us all into control back in 2021. With the whole new reset and Green New Deal and the Floyd shooting and all this. And he wasn't really shot. He wasn't really dead. George Floyd or whatever that guy, he's still alive. So, you know, they want to get us to kill off each other in a civil war. And they've already sold this whole idea about the smart cities to the younger generations, because those are the only ones they want left. Because they're the ones that occupy their smart cities, and they'll be the slaves. By getting vaccinated and getting on universal income, they can soon move right into their smart city rent-free. You will not need a car, because everything will be delivered at your door. Total dependent living. Just like that amputee. Total dependent living. You will no longer be an independent or free thinker anymore. Remember when the globalists said you will own nothing and be happy? Ladies and gentlemen, do you want that? The only thing stopping the deep state from taking over our world right now are the Patriots, Constitution, and Donald Trump, and free will to become a master survivor. And believe me, folks, and hear me out, all the ones that are my listeners who are slightly blue, or even some of my students or patients that are listening to my show, they're still blue. Just know that the Patriots and the Christians, you know, those Trump supporters, we're the canaries in the coal mine. We're the canaries in the coal mine. They're attacking us first. They're attacking Donald Trump first. Look at it. It's obvious. How many different court cases and how many different cities does Trump have to have? I mean, they're going after him with everything they got, including the kitchen sink. Remember, their end game is to vaccinate everyone. They're pushing a new pandemic. Now they're pulling, you know, they're telling everybody in the hospital you have to wear a mask. They're making masks in hospitals required now. So they're ramping in slowly but surely this new pandemic. And of course, this whole thing in getting the vax is essentially a death sentence. Then most people are gone and they can control the rest of the masses. Remember, you can opt out of the vaccine. It's classified and distributed under experimental use only. I've never gotten a vaccine. I've never gotten a flu shot. I think that it's wise not to do so. And believe me, they're trying to do it again. If we destroy their end game by not getting the vaccine, then everyone else that they are trying to control and everything else they're trying to do is meaningless. There'll never be their great reset. Remember what I said, the patriots and the Trump supporters, the MAGA people, we're the canaries in the coal mines. They're coming after us. They're coming after Trump. But then guess who's next? All of you out there. They want to eliminate 90% of the population. It was already in their edicts, in their plans. The reality is that there will be a great awakening, and it's happening right now. No one can stop that. What is really important now is to get your health and your rational thinking back above anything else, because you need your mind and your body under your control and keep it in good shape so you can have it under your control at all times. Then you are in a much better position to say no to the COVID test, to say no to the vaccine. And believe me, you don't want either one. It's time to become a master survivor. Laboratory science is now available to you. Just go to themastersurvivor.com. How many of you out there will finally make that step for a New Year's resolution to get a hair tissue mineral analysis with Dr. Johnny? $226, a clump of hair. Send me the hair and the check. I'll run it in the lab. I'll send you back your report, and then we can go over your roadmap for continued wellness and not ever getting sick again. That's my promise to you. Once you become a master survivor and you take on Dr. Johnny as your doctor, then my promise to you is you won't get sick again. And I'm not practicing medicine. All I'm doing is advising you on certain foods to eat and certain foods that you shouldn't eat, all based on your chemistry. And I don't know what that is until I run your test, until I run the hair. Once you're on the website, themastersurvivor.com or themastersurvivoruniversity.com, so all goes the same thing, johnnydelirious.com, themastersurvivoruniversity.com, themastersurvivor.com, johnnydelirious.com. It all goes to the same place. Once you're on the website, choose the Master Survivor Program, and you can access both my proven laboratory therapies and start right away. By doing the Master Survivor Program or any part of it, you will keep your immunity very strong, so you'll never get sick or need testing or the vaccine. I designed the Master Survivor Program so you can get well and stay well. And all this could have never happened if I hadn't been so sick back in 1991. The doctors told me that in order for me to live, I had to get a liver transplant. Well, I refused. No, transplants, that is a bunch of, there's never been a bunch of, this. It's satanic. All this, where they cut off limbs, they're doing that more and more. They're trying to make that normal, where they amputate people, amputate arms and legs. I refused a transplant until recovered. I totally recovered 3 years later. The doctor said that would be impossible and said I wasn't thinking right, called me delirious, and then I was going to die. Well, they were all wrong. If I'd gotten that transplant in 1992, I wouldn't be alive and here with you today. Just imagine how many organ transplant operations have been performed since then. This is in 1992, and nearly all of them are totally unnecessary. Folks, don't let them cut you open. The Rockefeller Foundation is satanic. The medical system's gone satanic. They're being paid. They're being paid to be satanic and take over all their institutions, including our medical system. The number one cause of death in America is the hospital. Proves just that. The whole purpose of big medicine and hospitals is to keep that blood flowing, this satanic need to keep that blood flowing. They keep people, you know, bleeding with wars and torture and surgeries and everything like that. It keeps the satanic hold on our earth going. One of the primary sources of information that helped me recovery was the Resourcey Archive. And I've talked about that many times, and I'll talk about it probably another time. I probably won't go into it right now, because what I really want for you is to make that New Year's resolution. If you have not gotten a hair tissue mineral analysis, then come first week of January, you go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the Master Survivor Program. Scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program and choose number one. That's the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. So you can get a roadmap for your recovery. And it's all based on your chemistry. The hair doesn't lie. It's much better than a blood test. It's the best test that you could ever have to show what the true chemistry of your body is doing. Dr. Johnny, with over 40 years of laboratory experience training physicians, will provide a 2-year consultation with you, the patient, if you need extra help. This is called the Premium Consultation, or the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation, where I'll work with you 2 years. So choosing number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis. Choosing number two is a total gut restoration kit, where you get your microbiome and your gut balance. Choosing number three is the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation, where Dr. Johnny will work with you 2 years to make sure all your problems are gone. Dr. Johnny will help guide you past all your setbacks and improve your messenger RNA. This will enhance your phenotype and you will become stronger. The result is the genetic expression of your microbiome and your body improved. And I'll have more after these messages from our sponsor.
Secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I am your host, Dr. Johnny. Well, I watched several videos and read a few articles wanting to understand the global immigration invasion of Western Europe and the United States. It really is a setup. One thing was clear, that it is well organized after decades of planning and at least 8 years of implementation, so they have learned from their mistakes, and there's even an app that foreigners all around the world, anywhere in the world, can load on their smartphone for free to get information on all the steps they need to take to immigrate into America or into Europe or countries of their choice. You choose the country where you want to go, and it gives you the steps of how to get there. The easiest route to get into America is through Ecuador, their airport, or Colombia, or both, and then go across to Panama, and then up into Texas and Arizona. Once you get into the United States, then you get a free ticket on Delta Airlines to the destination where you're most needed, probably a swing state city. Yes, it's all about the election. And if the deep state can't get Americans to vote the way they want them to, then they'll import people who will. The numbers are staggering, whether it's the record-breaking amount of non-naturalized, non-U.S. citizens flooding the United States, or the occupation of Europe as Sharia Islamic fundamentalists have declared victory in several countries, like France, or billions of dollars that the NGOs, as non-governmental organizations, and their minions in Congress are greased, by our taxpayer dollars Our taxpayer dollars are paying for this, folks. This is what, you know, Barack Obama set up. And, you know, the United Nations has made this global border invasion, or the monument tab picked up by the American people. The tabs picked up by the American people, and the invasion is, you know, isn't coming. It's already here. Greg Hunter tells the Dems how to get Trump out at all costs. You know, they just have to get Trump out. He tells how the Dems just got to get rid of him. The deep state's just got to get rid of Trump. They can, you know, because Biden's approval rating is 9% or less. It explains it all, so brace yourself for impact. It's clear the uniparty of Democrats and Rhino Republicans are desperate to get rid of Trump at all costs. They nearly think they can beat him. They don't think they can beat him, you know, in November 2024. So they have RICO case and fraud case against Trump, a document case. In a couple of states, you know, Georgia and New York, and they must think that they're not going, that's not going to work either. So, why, you know, that's why they're setting up all these, removing Trump from the ballots around different states, state by state. You know, it's a loser plan when legal eagle Democrats line up and say, hey, no, this is BS on the BS. You know, some Democrat patriots don't like removing Trump from the ballot because that's election interference. Hello? Even arch-Trump enemy Bill Barr, A.G. Bill Barr, you know, his clone, but still is calling foul. Now you know this is not going to work. So they got to get more immigrants to vote Democrat. What sort of lawfare, like warfare, is it show, and how much the swamp needs to get rid of Trump? This complicated mess can all be explained with one number. One number that's 9% or less approval rating of Joe Biden. This is not even close to the majority of the Democratic Party. You know, 9% actual Biden approval rating explains every desperate act by the swamp. The Obama-Biden administration disastrous policies are causing some of the staunchest Democrats to jump ship and derailing the Biden train from inflation to mass immigration. Everyone hates how this is making life much harder. You may think the stock market is going up, but that's all a false sign. This is just AI filling with the numbers. However, could it be that the dollar is being shunned in the global trade by the so-called BRICS countries? Could it be hundreds of trillions of dollars in derivatives are about to explode? Could it be that more than 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? Could it be that a new round of bankrupt insolvency is happening? Could it be a much wider war in the Middle East? Could it be awakening of the COVID-19 kill shots all over again, intentionally toxic with a new pandemic and new vaccines to follow? Could it be all of the above? Well, certainly the answer is yes, so brace for impact. But do, you know, I told you last week's show, 10 months, we got to hold out. 10 more months, folks. 10 more months. If we can hold out 10 more months, we've made it. No problem. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, no matter what you read, just listen to Dr. Johnny every Sunday, and I'm going to tell you what you need to know to go forward, you know, becoming a master survivor and rise above the mind control. But do the Democrats really have their house in order? The answer is no. It's just a big show. Well, it's a show, all right. For years, right here on the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, Dr. Johnny's called it the greatest show on earth. And these days, we can't tell if we are watching a movie, a comedy act, or a celebrity roast. The video I watched was retruthed on Monday night by Mike Flynn on his Twitter account, on his X account. And I took notes. And Flynn says, all of you must take 4 minutes to watch this video. And it has Devin Nunes lays it all out. And what he says is, we're witnessing the battle at the federal government between Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Biden controls the White House. Obama controls the FBI and Department of Justice. Biden's not supposed to run again, but Joe Biden's not going anywhere. This is a must listen. Of course, you know, Joe Biden's not budging one. Oh, yes, I'm running. Oh, yes, I'm running. It's too good of a deal. Jill Biden wants to stay in the White House. So, hello. So, in the video, Devin Nunes tells the OAN Washington Bureau Chief John Hines, it's highly unlikely Biden's going to be the nominee. Team Obama is the one that's running the Biden White House. And I think that the giveaway here is that this night before Biden runs, Susan Rice, who's the domestic policy advisor, one of Biden's top lieutenants, one of Obama's top lieutenants, she's running the White House. She'll probably exit stage left in the middle of the night, and then she's gone. So there's clearly a sign on board for another Biden administration, because they can't – this is too much to see the Dems fighting. Well, you know, the Bidens are fighting with Barack Obama. Well, boo-hoo, you know. I think what they're trying to do is cut a deal with their kid, Hunter Biden, with a phony gun charge they tried to do in Delaware to get Biden to say, look, you know, we got your kid off. It's time for you to get the hell out. But he didn't. And I think that's a problem here. Obama can't control Biden. And Biden's wife, Jill, well, she's less under Biden, Obama's control, because at the end of the day, Biden controls that important title, the presidency. So he's got a very small circle around him, the White House. The walls are closing in around the Biden family. Hines asked him, you know, Devin Nunes, ask him what he makes of Jim Jordan's subpoena of Merrick Garland over Department of Justice spying on lawmakers, and Nunes responds, Garland himself wasn't there. They spied on my staff and Senator Grassley's staff. We knew all this for a year ago. It's all the same players. That's only a few removed. There's only like 3 or 4 layers here of people. They're still in the Department of Justice and FBI, or their people are still there. Either they were in the Obama administration, they set up the Russian hoax, they spied on the Congress, and it goes on, and they were involved in the Ukraine and the Hunter Biden laptop and all those things related. When you really get down to it, there's probably only 2 to 3 dozen people. And that's why they have to bring it all the criminality, all the corruption that's really tearing the heart of this country, of how they have manipulated and poisoned the justice system all the way now into all the different courts. And if you only focus on that, you're going to let 2 or 3 dozen criminals go free. So is the deep state cabal got a plan? What sort of plan? Or if no one's falling for their lies, we have fresh insights about their new destructive plan from award-winning Alex Newman, author of the popular book Deep State, who I reported several shows ago. And he's on his way to the COPAC, the Climate Conference in Dubai, and Newman continues to report on the not-so-secret plan to destroy everything in America by pushing scams on the West in energy and education. Let's start with Newman calls for a scam of the CO2 reduction. He says and explains the thing that really jumped out at me in Dubai at this conference was the whole CO2 28 summit, my big takeaway is they were talking about phasing out carbon emissions and phasing out fossil fuels, but that's just for the suckers in the Western world. That's just for the United States under Joe Biden, he says. That's just for the European Union under the treacherous leaders, the EU treacherous leaders, the communist Chinese and Arab dictatorships, the Russians, and all the, you know, the Indian in India, and all these socialist kleptocracies. They are literally making oil deals and selling, and they're burning coal right and left. They're not slowing down at all. They're putting out more carbon than ever. That's not my opinion or speculation or exaggeration. That's the truth. We have leaked documents showing that the COPAC 28 president, which was held at United Arab Emirates, that show that they're plotting to make oil deals with Beijing, and they are plotting to make oil deals with the Colombians. They are plotting to do oil and gas deals off the coast of Africa. So on the other hand, on one hand, the Western media and the United Nations are telling Westerners, you need to dismantle your energy systems. You need to stop all your coal-fired plants. Biden said we want to get rid of the methane emissions and take out all the natural gas plants and take out 60% of your power generation in the United States. However, the Arabs, communist Chinese, and the globalists are laughing about it all the way to the bank. They're really working on phasing out oil and phasing out fossil fuels in their Western countries, but no, not in their in their real world of communist China or India, or Russia. They're all burning coal. They're all burning oil and gas. They're not getting their plants shut down. While Newman was there, he saw several U.S. senators at the conference, and Newman said, I confronted multiple U.S. senators about this. I said, hey, the communist Chinese are bringing two new coal-fired power plants online every single week. The Chinese CO2 emissions are massively larger than the entire Western world combined, just China. Are you saying we need to jump off the cliff and beg the Chinese to jump off with us? They're never going to do that. And their response was basically, well, yeah, we're going to ask them real nice, you know, give me a break, folks. We all understand this is all a big scam. Just like they want us to go all electric with all the solar cells and all. See, if they get everybody to bring on those solar cells, they say, you know, it will take the load off the power grid, but it won't. But I won't get into that. That's a whole nother show. But anyway, they won't. That's another scam, trying to get you to buy up all those solar cells. They want to deindustrialize the Western world. They want to shift economy and economic and ultimately military power away from the United States and what used to be known as the free world towards the pole in this multipolar world order that they are building, especially in Beijing. The third world kleptocracies are going to play ball with the new world order. John Kerry, who was at the COPAC conference, says nothing can stop this transformation. This is the biggest transformation in human history. Nothing and nobody can stop it. The United Nations had all these billboards and placards in Dubai that said transformation is unstoppable. All I can think of is that when we're saying this stuff is that we're seeing all the billboards. This is very similar to what they said when they were launching the Titanic. Oh, yeah. Pride goes before the fall, and, oh, this is unstoppable. Well, Newman is especially worried about what the United Nations has planned for education and brainwashing the children of the world. Newman says we actually got there at the COPAC 28 election day. The first ad I saw was Education Transformation COPAC 28. This was a huge part of the festivities. They're openly telling us that they are going to brainwash the next generations of Americans, Germans, Japanese, and South Koreans, and the West to believe this hoax with all their heart. The brainwashing of our children and the dumbing down of our children is the most significant weapon in their arsenal, and they will never be able to get this to pass unless they can brainwash enough of our children. We've got to protect our kids. If we don't stop the brainwashing of our children, it's all over, he said. But the White Hats are on it, United Nations Marines. And I'm just telling you, folks, United States Marines on Thursday arrested World Health Organization WHO official who was in USA to persuade the criminal Biden administration to adopt a new social distancing, vaccination, and mask mandates to combat the alleged surge of the JN1 COVID strain, a source in General Eric Smith's office revealed. Yes, they're pushing a new scamdemic. The culprit is the Assistant Director General for the Division of Health Emergency Intelligence and Surveillance System. And he was smoking a cigarette outside his Western Annapolis, Maryland motel when an undercover Marine surrounded and informed him that he had been detained as an enemy combatant. The flustered officer rebuffed the Marines, saying he was in the U.S. and on World Health Organization business, WHO business, who had arranged to meet with CDC's rapid response team after Christmas. He was planning this whole next thing, and they're planning it right after New Year's comes, folks. His speech spiraled into a spiraling rant about how he, one of the world's foremost health authorities, could not be detained because President Joseph Biden had granted him diplomatic immunity. When a Marine sergeant pulled out the handcuffs, he became, just totally apoplectic with rage. And when he flicked his cigarette to the ground and started shouting, "Help, help, someone help me," a Marine doubled him over with a solid punch in the solar plexus. He gasped for breath while the Marines cuffed him and put a black sack over his head, and Marines then shoved him in an SUV and drove him to a processing center for interrogation. This WHO officer was one of the worst COVID-19 perpetrators out there, my source said, and we had compelling cause to arrest him, one less COVID criminal at large, he said. Before his arrest, this WHO officer hub for the pandemic and epidemic intelligence, where he forcefully advocated for the draconian COVID-19 enforcement programs, such as medical martial law and vaccine passports. On 14th of December, Marine Corps Forces Cyber Space Command eavesdropped on a phone call between this WHO officer and CDC Principal Deputy Director Nuvara Shar. On the call, the officer said he had vital clinical data on the JN1 pandemic that's coming out, which we got to save America, which he added was sweeping through the United Kingdom and causing unstoppable surge of deaths and hospitalization. What a lie. He told Shah he wanted to meet in person to discuss influencing the administration and other Western governments to insidiously reenact mandates and shutdowns without causing public hysteria. "We share the same goal," he said to the WHO officer, "but Americans are really not moving fast enough. We failed with the lockdowns or the vaccine mandates. Again, they're not falling for it. They already tried gently seeding the idea, looking at response online and resistance." and let's just say, well, the resistance is very heavy. Nobody is interested in it. We have our own reasons for wanting to lock our countries down, but it's a challenge and very difficult right now. And the WHO officer said, I have solutions, my friend. We talk about this all in person. I'll give you the roadmap. That's what he said. And this officer, this WHO officer, my source said, gave Shia his complete itinerary before disconnecting the call. He shared his flight info and dates he was coming in and leaving and the hotel he'd be at. We figured he'd be an easy grab, and he was. Asked why the Marines didn't wait until a meeting and grab both simultaneously. My source says they were going to meet in a public place. Lots of civilians. We have Shia in our sights, and he'll be in custody soon enough. He said Assistant Director General had been charged with conspiracy to harm American citizens, espionage against the United States, terrorism-related offenses, and other high crimes and misdemeanors, and he will face a military tribunal, and he is in Gitmo right now. Now, with the defeat of the Khazari Mafia is inevitable, preparations for a new Bretton Woods conference to map a new future for humanity have already begun. This means we are now in sort of an interlude between the end of the old system and the beginning of the new. The implications are life-changing for all of us. To understanding what this will mean for the West, it will be a good time to look at the fall of the Soviet Union. And, you know, folks, I'm telling you, I was married to a Soviet at one time for 15 years. And I've been to Russia, I've been to Ukraine, I've been to Moldova, I've been to Romania. I understand how they think, and I have many Russian friends. And I worked with two Russian scientists when I was in West Palm Beach on, you know, health stuff to bring back good health and help that company develop the natural, based on herbs and algae and certain things like that. So I'm just telling you, there's been a system running for 75 years, and it suddenly stopped, and the results are far-reaching. Just like the USSR, it did just fall at once, but took a long time before they tore that wall down. There had to be certain things that had to happen first. So entire industrial economic systems suddenly had to pull the plug. You know, this is in the old Soviet Union. What followed was looting and poverty, from the Khazari Mafia gangsters and the Nazis. They just looted Russia. They looted Russia. And it became a vacuum. After a while, you heard nuclear weapons were being up for sale in the mass market. Well, then things had to really be cracked down. And then, of course, they did. And thanks to Russia, Reagan and Gorbachev, they made some agreements. And boom. And, of course, the Russians hate Gorbachev because he sold out, to the West. But he had no choice. But in the meantime, like I said, there were so many different loose nukes being up for the highest bidder. And something had to be done. So shortly after that, they met and they had all their arms agreements. And the wall started coming down and people started to go across to, East Berlin, started going across to West Berlin. But since then, Christian Russian patriots rallied behind Vladimir Putin and the living standards doubled within a year. And now renewed Russia is even stronger and more prosperous than ever before. It was a color revolution in the USSR, just like what they did to Egypt, just like what they did to Lydia, with Gaddafi, just like they did to Iraq. They start a civil war, and that's how the deep state takes down countries. They're doing the same thing to our country right now, and they're trying to get us to pay for it. We got 10 more months, folks. 10 more months. Just hang in there. Don't go ballistic. Don't go start throwing bombs at government buildings. Just hang in there for 10 more months or less, and we will make it. And again, just like Russia, our living standards are going to double. You know, Christianity's coming back. The West is now facing a similar situation, just like early Russia did in those early days in 1991. A huge industrial and social processes that have been continuing for decades are being or will be stopped in their tracks. And if this process is not handled properly, the result could be widespread poverty and social decay. The White Hats are trying to avoid that. But this is already underway as Western, especially U.S. living standards have plummeted, and things will get far worse before it gets better. So we're still got a bumpy road in the next few months. The situation facing the West is even more problematic than the old Soviet Union because two viciously fighting factions are both facing defeat. The hardliners, who wanted to start World War III and kill 90% of humanity, are on their last legs fighting the final genocidal war in Gaza. The moderates, or carbon causes global warming factions, are facing a collapse of the vast industrial plans based on lies. But both factions have run out of money because the old dollar is falling. That's the key to this whole thing, is to bring down the old dollar system, and it's happening. These genocidal forces are not getting any funds for their wars in Ukraine, Israel, and elsewhere. The carbon people are watching market reality crush their central planning for electric cars and wind farms and all their solar cell thing, you know, all that. Electric cars cost more to repair than they cost to build, and nobody wants them. The cost of replacing a battery in a 2023 Hyundai NIO5, their electric car, is over $60,000 to replace the battery, and more than $5,000, is the cost of a new car. I mean, you got to pay $40,000 to replace a new Tesla battery if one of those burns out. Windmills are wearing out. They're tearing apart our whole community, you know, the whales, the cetacean community, the whales, the dolphins, everything like that. Those windmills make a hum and everything. And that's tearing apart the language of the whales and the dolphins and all those water mammals. And so that's a whole nother thing. But they don't want you to know that. They're hiding that. They don't want you to know that windmills are actual, harming the communication between the cetaceans, which is the dolphins and the whales. Anyway, but I digress. By the 12th year of operation, higher than anticipated turbine failure rates, that is windmills. In other words, if it freezes in midwinter, you don't have any wind power, okay? Those windmills are frozen. And the mean cost of deep water wind turbines exceed their government guaranteed prices. This makes it impossible to repay their financing costs. Plus, it's messing up the communication between the whales and the dolphins. Hey, Dr. Johnny wants the whales and dolphins to communicate uninhibited. Okay? This is probably why Scottish Power admitted 71 of its windmills were hooked up to fossil fuel supply after a fault developed in their power supply. Boondoggles of this sort are why carbon people failed to get funding for various climate change multi-trillion dollar scams in recent, their whole carbon, global warming whole system. They can't get insurance for those things, folks. The Chinese, too, are in trouble because they, their own massive multiple decade industrial plans are running into fundamental roadblocks. Chinese real estate sector in particular is an elephant that cannot be ignored. It's worse than in the China shop. The only hope Chinese got is to build more coal-powered power plants, coal-fueled power plants, Some reports say that they may have built 3 billion apartments for the nearly 1.4 billion people, and yet housing remains unaffordable. It also turns out that moving people in a cramped apartment discouraged them from having children, so China faces a demographic collapse. There are huge bets on electric cars. They're all sitting in these acres and acres, just hectares of unused, brand new electric cars that they cannot sell. They're all obsolete. In other words, both China and the West and the rest of the world are complete change for the long and short term and medium term for their economies. And this is why high-level meetings are being prepared for March to come up with an alternative future direction for Western and Chinese economies. Plans that are astonishingly in their scale and ambition. To understand how fundamental the changes will be, consider both agreement between Asian and Western secret societies. From now on, our purpose as a species will be to increase the amount and variety of life, including human life. That's number one goal of both the Asian and Western secret societies, to increase the variety, including human life, to increase the variety of life. Once the plans on how to accomplish this are worked out, the result will make the Cambrian explosion look like a champagne bubble by comparison. In particular, the ability to manipulate genes will allow us to become immortal and create a virtually infinite variety of new plant and animal species that, you know, are natural. For example, not impossible is now possible for people to enhance their own genomes with cat genes and become a cat-human hybrid. I'm just talking, folks, okay? I'm not saying you have to do this. I'm just saying when the technology's there, Dr. Johnny's going to want to get maybe just some genetic manipulation to help improve my speaking ability and learning languages to speak. Because when I was a kid, Dr. Johnny had a hard time pronouncing certain words. It took me, you know, before I was 9 years old, before I could say certain words. I was a preemie, and I had speech defect and had problems, and I had to be, you know, in my early years, I had to have speech training. And that still happens sometimes. So there's some part of my brain that affects the way I talk and affects my language connection. And it's hard for me to learn a language, although I want to learn French and Spanish really well and also learn Russian. So if I one day, you know, if that technology's here, I can get the technology to improve that gene in my body to help me learn languages and to speak better and clearly and to speak different ways of speaking. You know, I can't roll my R's like they do in Mexico, and, you know, I can't do certain things. But if I can get, you know, I might get genetic altering for that, you know. But, again, I digress. Again, this is my last show of the year, so I'm going to tell more and more about my personal feelings, okay? The question now is, the answer is just how do we proceed with this newfound power of technology and, and transformation, and how to shape life itself, how to improve more, bring in more variety of life, and the release of hydrogen technology and so many, cost-free energy solutions that it will be available, and not only available to the billionaires, but available to every single person on the planet. We could also make the equivalent of hydrogen bombs available to disturb teenagers, you know, if we make some of this technology available so they could easily make a hydrogen bomb. We don't want that. So how do we proceed, you know, with technology, and how do we go about it? You know, also the anti-gravity, and anti-gravity is real easy, folks. If you can get the parts and the electronics and things at a hardware store and the circuits to build a toaster, you can build an anti-gravity machine, okay? It's that simple. It's just if you know the formula, if you know the mathematics. Anyway, I digress. But again, I asked the situation, how do we proceed? How do we, you know, the ones that are really smart, how do we make sure that they stay smart and stay helping us and not go rogue and go, you know, become evil? So the implications are so mind-boggling and so far-reaching that high-level meetings are going to be on their way in March and April next year, and the glare of public scrutiny will be needed to plan our way into this wonderful yet potentially horrific new future. And, of course, the deep state is going to fight us all the way. Invitations are being sent out to representatives of major power groupings, like the Western Illuminati Council, like the Asian Secret Society, like the Russians and others, to create replacements or revampments for dysfunctional post-war institutions and United Nations of BIS, Bank of International Settlements, you know, like the Nazis, because there is a good side of the Nazis and a bad side of the Nazis. There is a good side of the Illuminati and a bad side of the Illuminati. I know you don't want to hear that. Maybe you don't want to believe that. But there is, okay? Because some of them believe in life. Some of them believe in promoting life. Some of them say, no, we don't want to destroy life. You know, and they broke away from the Illuminati. They broke away from the Nazis. They, you know, they did things. Some of them went to inner Earth. Some of them went to, you know, different places. But those people are still around. And they have the technology. In the meanwhile, this past week shows the system in collapse. We saw Assad summarize the whole thing. And, you know, we saw all these things come about. I could go into so much more about the Israeli war and tell you about the latest on that. But, you know, who wants to say that, you know, they want to keep fighting, okay? They want to keep fighting. Well, that's going to come to an end very soon. And a sign the Christians are fighting back came in Poland when a couple of their leaders had doused Hanukkah candlesticks with a fire extinguisher. And that angered the portrait of the Jewish community there. But then again, you know, how can you tell the bad Jews from the real Jews? How can you tell the good Nazis from the bad Nazis? I mean, you know, if that's who they are, that's who they claim to be, how do you know who's real and who's not? Anyway, I could go on about who's bad and who's good. But let me just tell you, today the U.S. domination of the United Nations is denounced by the vast majority of member states. The BRICS are lining up. You know, the BRICS nations are lining up to bring the institution back into line in with international law. And Archbishop Vigano points out that the World Economic Forum threatens the heads of government of 20 most industrialized countries in the world to carry out the Great Reset. However, this worldwide coup that the people must rise up against is upon them, and they know, those leaders, they know they will be arrested if they go too much further with this whole international mafia and blackmailing and enslaving of the population. The writing's on the wall. One politician explains a milder version of the blackmail. He says, this is how it works. Some, whatever you are, comes up to you and, you know, very attractive and, you know, jokes around. And next thing you know, you're in bed with her. And next thing you know, there's a video and pictures out that only you can see. But that won't be long if you start talking. So they blackmail them with that way with honey traps. And fortunately now, the world's military and intelligence community are aware of the nature of the problem. They are taking action. This is why the list of people who went to Jeffrey Epstein's child torture, murder, and subsequent blackmailing Allen has gone public. And I've sent that out to some people. But it's a long list. And there's some recent results, where you know, the U.S. economic model is being dismantled But 62% of the U.S. adults live paycheck to paycheck. One of five children do not have enough food to eat. Food banks are dealing with record demand of homelessness and growing at a fastest pace ever recorded. Now it turns out that elements of the U.S. government are behind the massive crime wave that the country is experiencing. Ex-gang member claims that the government is handing out military-grade guns for free in Chicago's slums. The government encourages gun crime to create profits for the medical industry through gun crime. See, if you get shot in the leg, they'll amputate your leg, folks. Okay? So it's a big business selling amputees' limbs. All right? They get 10 times more than what the sushi market will pay in Tokyo or Osaka for fresh tuna or fresh yellowtail or fresh mackerel. But there are also so many crimes. You know, you hear about them defunding the police and all these things. See, that's to create a civil war within our country. 10 more months, folks. Hang in there for 10 more months. 10 more months. It may be less than that. But I know it's a long time, but if you can do that, we avoid that civil war, it won't happen. The civil war will not happen. The people must be in charge because we need them to decide what to do about this unprecedented scientific advances. One example is scientific discoveries that might be possible to use the human mind as Wi-Fi and download your brain into the internet. That's one thing they're working on, like Elon Musk. Well, my God, we are in uncharted waters, aren't we? Well, folks, this is why more than ever you need to become a master survivor. And I'm just telling you, if you need extra help and you have, you know, really severe problems, then become a Master Survivor Program Premium Consultant consultation with Dr. Johnny, with over 40 years of laboratory experience training physicians. And he will provide you a two-year consultation, you with the patient, one-on-one with Dr. Johnny. And during this period of time, the person follows the complete Master Survivor Program. And if you're going to buy the protocols and diligent with your recovery, I will help you break through any of the healing plateaus that most practitioners don't understand. Dr. Johnny will help guide you past your setbacks and improve your messenger RNA. This will enhance your phenotype, and you will become stronger as the result. Your genetic expression and your microbiome improves. Whether you're suffering from a disease or exposed to toxins like the jab, or, you know, in your environment, your rate of repair will always outpace your rate of injury when you are a Master Survivor Premium consultation. This is the pinnacle of wellness that can be achieved by anyone who works hard enough to get it. Getting the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation with Dr. Johnny as your guide, you, the patient, will gain health from wisdom that is truly beyond PhD. Protecting the purity of the science and tradition has always been my top priority. Not surgery or drugs, not cut and burn treatment. The highest standard of operating procedure, all natural, is how I ran my lab and is how I help my patients maintain the best of health. When you embark on the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation, you will find the deeper secrets that are unknown and hidden from view in mainstream health and medicine that are not available from anyone else in the world. My deeper contacts and therapies and resources from doctors and health practitioners are only available when you enroll in the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. To start this therapy track, you will follow the diet and supplement schedule of the HCMA. For everyone, once you get your report, it's best to catch me right away for your consultation, and we can make that happen within a few days of you getting the report, and you get a roadmap for recovery. Yes, I can always give you the consultation anytime, but it's not the same as when we first ran your analysis, because it's fresh on my mind, because each test is unique and I see your chemistry. I understand where you are based on your chemistry of how your minerals fall into place and over 40 different types of minerals and how they interact with one another, how it interacts with your hormones, how it interacts with your sugar levels, how it, that's all shown on the report. So, are you, so with the, with part two, that is the Master Survivor Program number two, which is the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. We get your microbiome balance. So I get your cells and your body balance with the hair tissue mineral analysis, and I get the microbiome balance in your gut, all your gut restored. And you get, so as a premium consultation patient, you will focus on both number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and number two, the total gut restoration kit. And you'll focus on the truth about the how I heal those that want to stay healthy. I'll focus on your health and your well-being based on your chemistry. And many of my patients who have done this, you know, have many long and happy years. I've got some patients been with me over 35 years. They're in their 90s. They're in their 90s, here, 90 years old. I got some patients that have been with me 5, 8, 10 years. And they said, no, we're not going to any of the doctor. Just ask any of my patients what they think of Dr. Johnny. In this way, by preserving and practicing the Master Survivor Program, I'm preserving what Hippocrates taught thousands of years ago. The Master Survivor Program is the culmination of research that I started in my laboratory work back in 1983 in North Dallas. And this is only, you know, this is providing the analysis and protocols, but not only doing that, but training the medical doctors how to utilize this hair tissue mineral analysis to promote better health for their patients. This is the unknown wisdom missing in today's health treatments. With the university, the Master Survivor University, I'm going to preserve and protect this unknown science. Most doctors never use what Hippocrates shared thousands of years ago, yet they still recognize him as the father of medicine. Most doctors drop the HTMA from their practice because they can't make money when their patients are getting well. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. You know, once I get my fee for the lab, I pay the lab, hey, we're good to go, and I know exactly how to help you. The ancient Greek health practices backed by laboratory science is the foundation of the Master Survivor Program, and where food is your medicine and medicine is your food, and that diet and supplement schedule is defined by your individual chemistry. In order to bring the effectiveness of these therapies to a higher level that's unknown worldwide, Dr. Johnny has enhanced his complete viral hepatitis and cirrhosis recovery with the profound protocols of virus elimination, complete liver regeneration from cirrhosis. This knowledge is also expanded with the latest findings of the Human Microbiome Project that I studied early on in 2010, 2009, 2011, and in order to balance the digestive tract. And this is coupled with nearly 4 decades of laboratory experience helping my patients get the mineral levels balanced in all 70 trillion of their cells. The Master Survivor Program came from the ancient Greek health wisdom that is combined therapy that is validated by modern laboratory science testing. It is validated by modern laboratory testing from the beginning and on into recovery. We balance the minerals in all 70 trillion of your cells. And you achieve total gut restoration kit with the Master Survivor Program. The groundbreaking therapeutic data to eliminate virus, correct the patient's digestive tract, as well as improve all of your cells' metabolic activity, determines what foods they should eat and what diet they should follow. Consequently, the infinite wisdom of the body will do any healing that is needed. In doing that, you will be healthy and you will not be a victim of the mainstream medical tyranny because you will not need their treatments or vaccines. I challenge anyone to find a safer, more effective way to lower cortisol, to lower stress, eliminate toxic chemicals, heavy metals from the body, and restore the gut-brain connection, as well as that shikimic pathway, and balance all the minerals in the cells of their body, of your body. There are no other conventional or natural ways to effectively accomplish this, nor can any other practitioner prove it with before and after laboratory tests. Dr. Johnny is the only one in the world. The deeper secrets of how to make this process happen for any patient can only be found in the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation or the Master Survivor University. For more information, go to themastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivoruniversity.com, johnnydelirious.com. It's all right there. You can click on the consultation tab or the contact tab and send me a message if you'd like. And just know, they've tried to eliminate Dr. Johnny all my life, but I'm not going anywhere. My voice is louder than ever, and I want you to be a master survivor so you can withstand this medical tyranny, so you can rise above this misery level that the masses are going through right now. And so you don't have to go, oh, boo-hoo, what's happening to the world? No, my patients are happy, and they're working hard. That's the difference. That's the difference. So right now, the end of 2023, I want you to become a master survivor. Who will become a master survivor as part of their New Year's resolution? And do the Master Survivor Program and become a premium consultation patient of Dr. Johnny's so you too can rise above your suffering. You go, the first thing you see when you go to themastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivoruniversity.com, is the first thing you'll see is no one has to suffer. That's what Dr. Johnny wants. I don't want you to suffer. Become a Master Survivor today. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Fall down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen, Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers claim...